Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Hi, my name is Brenda Lanoff, and I'm a certified practitioner of the Emotion Code and Body Code, as taught by Dr. Bradley Nelson, and many more other modalities that as mentioned in my website. I'm currently working with the Emotion Code, and that's what we'll be doing here tonight. So the Emotion Body Code was really created by Dr. Bradley Nelson, and he's the pioneer in holistic health and author of the book, The Emotion Code. So he's developed a really powerful method, and as mentioned, that's what we'll be working with tonight. What I'd love to do is really interview many different healers and bringing them together, and just how we can empower one another, really bringing together the Western and Eastern modalities and healing work. And so tonight, again, we're working with the Emotion Code in particular, and I have a few people on the call, so thank you for joining. I appreciate it. And just to give a quick little background in case you haven't heard of the Emotion Code, Dr. Bradley Nelson experienced that a significant percentage of our illness, our emotional difficulty and self-sabotage, they're really caused by these unseen energies, and everything is of energy. So you can actually manifest symptoms from a trapped emotion. And they come in, like a little ball of energy, typically about the size of a baseball to the size of a cantaloupe. So it took Dr. Nelson, many years to practice and figure this out. And what happens is that a trapped emotion can really distort the normal energy fields of the body. Now, I've been using a process called muscle testing, and it's tapping into the subconscious higher self as to the answers, and your body knows exactly what's going on, and it really creates an interesting discovery process as to issues that have developed and what's really going on with everything. So I'm going to be working through and working through the guests that I have here on tonight, and just give everybody a chance just to get a sense of what the Emotion Code is, and then we'll go from there. So just so that you know, there's approximately 60 different negative emotions that I can test for, and they all have a different frequency and vibration, so it's very interesting. So trapped emotion of sadness will feel differently than the trapped emotion of anything, like of blaming, for example. So they all carry their own frequency and vibration. So let's start here tonight. And I'd like to work with, I have one caller on, Clara Penner. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Clara, so tell me what is going on for you. Now, tonight, we just might be working with something that's more, tangible, I guess, not something that's been like since, the last 30 years or whatever. So what's going on for you? Do you have some physical pain that we can perhaps look at tonight and see what's going on?
For me, it's my lower back.
Okay.
But actually, it's my whole back. I wouldn't even say it's just my lower back. I would say it's my whole back.
Your whole back. And what does it feel like? Do you mean, like, your whole back?
It's just very tense and very, it's so tense. And no matter, like, I get a lot of massages and do lots of stuff to keep it, but it just seems to return right away, like just an extreme tenseness right from the bottom of my back to like my neck.
Right up to your neck. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So from 0 to 10, and we're going to just give it a rating, 10 is the most intense discomfort or pain. What number would you give it right now?
I'd probably give it about a 4.5.
A four and a half. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to look at that, and we're always going to get a connection from higher source God. And, just be aware of everybody else that's listening, because it's what we're going to call a borrowed benefit. So perhaps for the other people on the call and then for people that are listening at a later date, be aware of this. Listen to your body. Perhaps you may have an ache and pain in the spinal cord, or perhaps someplace else. But notice how you're feeling, because when we're releasing here for Clara, this could also create sort of a chain reaction, I would call it, for other people that are listening currently or at a later date. So I'm just going to be checking in, Clara, just seeing, well, what's going on in regards to this tenseness that you referred to at a 4.5 throughout your whole, lower spine right up to, okay. So I'm just checking in now. I'm muscle testing, and before I start, we're going to get the connection here for Clara. You getting that go ahead? And yes, okay, so let's just start here. So I'm just checking as the priority underlying root issue as to the whole spinal cord area. Is it on a physical level? No, I'm actually getting a non-physical, so we're going to just dig in deeper on that and just see what is the. Okay, so, what's going on in regards to that? As mentioned, there's very, very many emotions that we can check for. You know, what I'm getting here, Clara, is that it's actually, I actually sense you have a heart wall. And when I'm muscle testing that, you do have a heart wall, and that this pain that you're experiencing is actually related to the heart wall, trapped emotions within the heart wall. So let's look at that. We're going to go to the heart wall right now and just see what's going on. Okay. Okay. So I'm just checking in, Clara. I'm getting a lot of this energy of pride. Can I ask for your age for muscle testing, please?
39,
so pride. But, it's not your pride. You're picking up on, okay, there's somebody else's pride, and that energy you're carrying within your whole, within your heart wall region that's related to your spinal cord, so this pride. So when I just check a little bit deeper and dig a little bit deeper here. Yeah, so I'm not getting any, is it anybody? I'm not receiving the information that it's anybody within your family, but, it's like pride. It's like as to others' pride, sort of more on a universal level is what I'm getting. So it's not that it's your particular issue of pride or energy of pride, but it's more on that whole, collective conscious level. So I'm going to be taking my magnet throughout the whole time here with everyone, and we're going to be releasing that energy. And what happens is that with the magnet, that emotion is now vulnerable. Prior to that, it's been vulnerable. Right now, it's vulnerable, and we're allowing that energy to surface. So you're going to hear a bit of this noise, and that's actually, while I'm working with a particular magnet, any magnet works. But you can hear this rolling noise. I'm working over in between my eyebrows, which is the meridian. And I'm looking for Clara. And I just want to release all of that collective conscious energy of pride. Releasing it now. It's been really within Clara's heart wall region related to the pain in her back. Okay. And what I'm going to be checking in on, has that been, no. So it's still releasing, and the way that I know that is that I'm checking with my pendulum, which I also work with. And it's spinning to the left, clearing. Okay. Clara, if you can take a deep breath and a sip of water, please. Okay. So let's just check in here. And I'm going to be asking, has that energy of pride? No, it's still there. So let's just let it work. And I'm actually going to be testing how long will this take. You know, Claire, what I'm getting here, it's going to take some time. I'm actually getting about 10 days. And, you know, that's interesting because it's such on a collective conscious level. It's not something like, okay, it's cleared overnight or right away. I'm getting it's going to take some time. So I'm going to ask you to, well, what I appreciate you is like emailing me at lainoffbrenda49@gmail.com, lainoffbrenda49@gmail.com. And let me know in the future how that goes. But I have more time here, Claire, and I really would like to just check what else is going on in regards to the back. And I'm not getting again on a physical level, but it is as to a non-physical level. So let's just see what's going on here. Okay, this also within the heart wall region. So we're back to this heart wall. So the first one that came up was this... you know, heart wall motion of pride. And what is the next one here? Okay. So what's getting is vulnerability. And this vulnerability, yeah. So the whole judgment also. Okay. So vulnerability, but when did this come in? So Claire, you said you're 39. No, once, was it within this? No. Okay, yeah, this is actually an inherited energy of vulnerability, inherited from your mother. So it's inherited from the mother, and sometimes it's kind of fun to see, well, how far back are we going? No, just, okay, I'm just getting one back one generation. So inherited from the mother, so this is great. What we want to do is clear that for you and add to your mother. So let's go ahead and do that now. So releasing that vulnerability as the clearing. So that energy that's residing within the heart wall region related to the pain in the back, spinal cord. And as to the mother, as to her vulnerability. Okay. Checking in. And I'm going to be asking, well, has that now been cleared? Yes. So this one is like a pretty quick, looks like pretty instant. And I'm going to be asking, well, has this then been cleared for, as to Claire's mother? And I'm getting a no on that. So will that be something? I'm getting about 3 days for your mother, for that energy to clear for her. So, okay, that's fine. We want everything to be releasing just exactly what, the, you know, the body, the soul can handle. So that's good. I am going to check in with you, Claire, and just check your pain level and just see if anything has shifted or not.
Well, it has went down and it shifted. I have it now across my shoulders, but I would say that it's probably only a 2, but it's like more of a, before it was like a dull, just annoying, constant pain. This is more of a sharp across the shoulders pain. It's not
okay,
bad, like, so it's still a 2, but it's more moved up to the shoulders and across the shoulders now.
Okay, interesting. So it can travel, and so you've got this pain of sharp, okay. It's a lot of sharp words are coming in, sharpness, so sharp words. Some lot of, like, not your inner critical, but, okay. So, yeah, this sharpness, it's like sharpness of words. It's almost like, it's so sharp, it's like a pair of scissors, you know. It's just somewhat slicing. So the sharpness, is this, Again, I'm getting more on a, is this supposed to more on a glow or conscious level? So on a more of a universal, larger level is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, and it's like, okay, these words are very sharp, very critical. So, okay, is there anything in particular regarding this sharpness that we can look at? It's like, no. Okay, so let's just release that. You know, they're called the energy of sharpness, you know, that really has been vibrating within your energy field, and it's moved up to the shoulder blade area. This is sharp words. So we're asking this energy to be deleted. And sending in some loving, pure loving energy, you know, loving light, that softness, just like it's okay. It's like the softness is just being sent down, that light, vibrant energy to your heart area. So I'm going to have you check in and see if that sharpness is still there.
It's actually almost gone. It just totally released. I'd say like 0.5. It's went down quite a bit.
Okay. Great. Excellent. So let's just ask here that all this healing work be done very gently for Clara and giving her gratitude that, you know, the higher source, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, excellent. So thanks. Thank you, Clara.
Thank you, Brenda. That was awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay, the next caller that I have on here is Charlene Brown. So welcome, Charlene.
Hi, Brenda.
Now, can you tell me what you wanted to look at tonight?
Well, I have a couple of things, but I have been getting itchy eyes. Just, they drive me nuts for the last probably about 4 weeks. And
okay.
Again, they also seem to fog. And I don't know if it's
okay. All right.
I don't know if it's or allergy or what.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, just for measurement, what's it like right now, this moment?
Right now, it's just a small irritation, but earlier today it was like 8. You know, it's just very irritating, and they don't to be red or anything like that. It's just an irritation.
Okay. And now, is it always higher in the morning?
No, it's
no.
It doesn't.
But it was.
Yeah, I never know when it's going to happen.
Okay, good.
It's just for about, I don't know, even a minute and a half, and then it's okay.
Okay, great. Well, let's get going on this and just check. So it's getting that go-ahead, that connection to Charlene. And we're just going to be asking, so what is the major contributor to this fogginess? and driving her nuts the last 4 weeks. So what I'm getting, Charlene, the first thing that's coming up is on emotional level, and you know what is that? You know, really, and I'm going to dwell somewhat here into the body code, which is a big extension of the emotion code, because that's what's coming up. I'm getting offensive energy, Charlene. So an offensive energy between you and somebody else. And so let's just check to see if any further information comes into this offensive energy. So if somebody may come to your mind, and Charlene, do you muscle test?
Yes.
Okay, so if there's some family member that comes to your mind, I'm getting a family member.
He is.
Yeah. So there's somebody close to you that's really irritating you lately.
Not that you're aware of.
Okay, that's fine. So, but there's between yourself and is it male? Yeah, more of the female energy here. So I'm just. Pardon me.
I can't hear. Breaking up.
Okay. Oh, okay. So. Between yourself, it's definitely a female energy. I'm going to say that. Female energy.
Okay.
So let's just check here. I'm going to say this, Charlene. I'm going to get a daughter-in-law.
Okay.
So I'm just going to come up with what comes up for me. And
yep.
It's just a sense of energy. Yeah, and so what we want to do, again, with the cording is that we're not cutting off any cords regarding love, just that negative gut to gut.
So is it to me? Or
no, it's just that at a very subconscious level. It's nothing that's anything purposely. It's just there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nothing. I don't think most people, like, on purpose, they're trying to sabotage. Or I think a lot of, we think of someone that could be, like, some energy there that is at a very subconscious level. So I'm going to go ahead here and, you know, sever that negative, that cording, that offensive energy between yourself and person that I mentioned.
Okay.
And let's go over to your daughter-in-law, and we just want to very gently sever and cut, but just very gently at both ends.
Okay.
And we're breaking down thousands of pieces. Whew. Like just like dust to dust, just that comes to my mind. It's just like poof.
Okay.
So I'm going to be checking in with my little pendulum and asking, has that offensive energy between Charlene and her daughter-in-law? No. Okay, so it's going to take some time. Yes. Beginning about 8 days. So for this to just nicely release, and that's good. Again, we don't have to have everything instant.
Yeah.
And it's better that it's not instant.
Okay.
As we can, I think we all have experienced that, where sometimes it's just too much, too quick, too soon, and it can affect you. So as to this, okay, so 8 days. So let's just check here. Is there anything else that's really related to his itchy eyes? Yes. So is it, now I'm getting more on a physical level, Charlene. So I'm going to be checking in. Well, what is happening on a physical level that is related to this itchy eye? Yeah, so I don't know. You know what's coming up? Well, I'm just going to be checking here. I'm getting, mold is coming up. So mold is coming up, and of course, you know, everything's of energy. So when I check in, well, okay, mold is of energy. We know everything is of energy. So what's contributing to the mold that's related to these itchy eyes?
Of energy. We know everything is of
energy. So I'm checking as to, you know, what is that? So let me just go dig deeper here. Okay, so there's some anxiety that's coming in, Charlene.
Okay.
And now, can I get your age, please?
64.
64. This is, but it's not your anxiety. You know, I'm checking right away. It's not your anxiety. You're picking up on others' anxiety. So, yeah. So you're picking up on somebody else's anxiety, but that's contributing to this energy.
Okay.
Related to the mold. Yes. Okay, so let's go further here. And as to this anxiety, it's not yours, but you're picking up as to others, yes. So I am going to mention to you is that, you know, look at doing, and you probably do, but I'm just going to mention it as to putting up your shield or your light, you know, whatever that is, your white light, your pink light, whatever that is, whatever you feel drawn to as a protective shield. And I'm also going to mention here that I feel strong to tell you is also look at clearing your chakras. Maybe you also do this at nighttime, but, you know, in the nighttime, clearing your chakra areas. Let's just go ahead.
I do my chakras all the time.
Okay, good. Well, let's go ahead here. I just want to and work here and with working with a higher source and clearing all that anxiety that's contributed to this mold energy. It's actually like a mold energy, Charlene, that's related to these itchy eyes. Okay. Checking in. So is that mold energy of anxiety now been cleared? I'm getting a big yes on that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Now I'm going to be checking in if there's another energy that's contributing to that. Okay. So is this another, okay. So we're looking as to, is this on an emotional level? Yeah. So now we're getting back into the emotional level, Charlene. I just want to check, well, what is that? Emotional. Is this, well, you know, you mentioned an allergy, but Ashley, yes. Allergy is coming up also. So allergy, is this, you know, let's just see, is this, it's not like a thought, but it actually is, yeah. So we're looking as to a physical allergy, an actual physical allergy. So let's just check here. Is this as to, you know, I'm just checking in. Is this as to food? No. Is this, are you around cats at all?
No.
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 Or someone that has, someone who has a cat?
No.
No. My, I'm getting that you do have an intolerance to cat hair. Is there anything else that would be a physical allergy? Maybe perhaps it's in the air is actually what I'm getting. So it's in that time of year too?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just check here. So what is related to that physical allergy? Because, again, everything is of energy. So I'm going to be asking if there's anything else that we need to that's related to that, to this allergy. So that's asked to. Yeah, I'm going to get into this whole category of nutrition and lifestyle. Okay. Are you? Okay, I'm going to ask this question. Are you drinking lots of water, Charlene?
Pretty much, yeah. I do about 6 glasses a day.
Okay. Because what I'm getting is that your it's coming up as dehydrated. But I want to check here, what percentage are your cells able to hold on to the H2O? Because you may be drinking a lot of water, but that doesn't necessarily equate to being, you know, having that H2O, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
One to 10, 10 to 20. And okay, so are Clara's cells able to hold on to, you know, I'm getting about 10%. Right now that you're really able to hold on to the H2O.
Wow.
At 10%. Yeah, so is that also related to the dry? So it's also related to, again, to the itchy eyes. So at 10%. So now we're going to ask the question, well, why? You know, is that 10%? So why at 10%? What else is contributing to, you know, not being able to hold it as to 100%? So are there emotional issues? Yes, actually there is. There's actually emotional issues that are related to this, or only able to hold on for 10%. So I'm going to be checking, well, there's a trapped emotion. Yes, it is. And, you know, what is that? Okay. I'm also getting, Charlene, heart wall that's coming up and emotions around the heart wall region. And that's all, again, related to dehydration. You know, it goes the mold, and it goes back to the itchy eyes. So there's a real chain of events here. So this heart wall, is it in column A? Yeah. Okay, so what is it? Abandonment's coming up. The very first emotion is coming up is abandonment. Now, it's not your abandonment, but you're picking up on somebody else's abandonment. Yeah. So it's not you feeling abandoned, but you're picking up on that energy.
Oh, okay.
So when I'm just checking in, well, you know, when did she pick up on this energy of abandonment? So 1 to 10, 1. Was it within, okay, you know, 1 to 10? Okay. So I'm not getting, you know where I'm picking it up, Charlene, is within your mother's womb. So this is actually, you know, your mother's abandonment that you've taken in within the third trimester of the mother's womb.
Okay.
So let's look at releasing that now. So again, with my magnet, and, you know, asking to release that heart wall emotion of abandonment within the mother's womb that has contributed to the mold, dehydration, GI. Okay. I'm just getting a good yawn on that one, actually, so that's good, indicating a release to me.
Okay.
So I'm going to be checking in. Is that trapped emotion of abandonment now been, yeah, yay.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. I always love that. So, you know, I am going to mention, Charlene, there's probably, you know, you have other heart wall emotions there, and I would recommend that, look at those, because that's all related to the eyes and possibly other, you know, organs and glands. And
well,
see how you're doing in a while. I mean, we just kind of, you know, touched on it, but
yes.
it gives you a sense of where this is all going.
Yes.
So let's just for the fun of it, I just want to check, okay, so now that this has been released, what percentage are your cells able to hold on to H2O? I'm getting about 40%. So that went, right up.
Yes.
Increased to 40% by clearing that energy of abandonment within your heart wall.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. So see how that goes? And, yeah. That
well,
was
thank
cool.
you very, very much.
You're welcome. Now, see, there's someone there from Central Orange County. Did you want to come on and have me check for anything?
Sure, Brenda. It's Mary Carol.
Oh, hi, Mary Carol.
Those sounds are disappointed.
Thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I've been listening to everyone. It sounds such wonderful people. It's exciting to be a part of.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. Yes, great. So,
go ahead.
Dory, do you have anything that you'd like to look at?
Sure. My knees are bothering me. Can you tap into that?
Are they both knees?
Both, yeah.
And 0 to 10, 10 is the highest number?
About an 8.
An 8 on the left knee?
On both knees.
On both. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Mary Carol, do you muscle test by any chance?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you muscle test by any chance?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't.
And that's fine. I just ask. Some people do, some people don't. Doesn't matter. A lot of times when I'm working with people, I'll work with them. We both do it together, and I'm checking what they're checking. And so, and again, it's not right or wrong, whatever, but it's just something you do or you may want to do at some point in time. So let's look at the knees. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm getting the left knee, I'm going to be checking with you. How are your adrenals doing?
I am taking supplements for them because they're not 100%.
Okay. So that's the first thing that I would be looking at in regards to your left knee.
Okay.
And also what I'm coming up with is your gallbladder. Or your right knee.
Okay.
So let's go to actually the right knee. So you're saying it's the number 8. What does that feel like?
The mobility is very limited. To get up and down is very painful. Walking up and down the stairs is like a sharp pain. Going into my knees, now if I'm sitting and I can have my feet elevated and my knees stretched out, that doesn't hurt. It's basically moving is where the pain starts, or up and down.
Moving, okay. So let's get this connection here again. And I'm calling in Mary Carol's just all. Getting that go ahead, the higher source boss. And I always like to call into, you know, when I do that, just silently as to your angels and all of her guides. And, okay, so I'm getting like, yes. So let's go and check as to the gallbladder. Actually, I'm getting the gallbladder that's related to the pain in the right knee. So let's go to that. And is there a trapped emotion? As to the gallbladder, and I'm getting yes, there is. Is that related to the pain in the right knee? I'm getting yes, there is. So what is that? Okay. So what the first one, the first fear that, or sorry, the first emotion that's coming up is actually as to fear, Mary Carol. Can I get your age, please, for muscle testing?
I'm 49.
49. Okay, this fear that Mary Carol, okay, and that's within her gallbladder region, yes. So this fear, when did it come in? Was it, okay, within this time? Yes, so one. Wow, 20 years of age. Does anything come on, you know, come to your mind that was going on around 12 years of age?
Not at the moment.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you what I sense is going on.
Okay.
12 years of age. Sorry?
Go ahead. Please, go ahead.
I'm sensing has to do with coming into being a young woman, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Just as to the whole cycle.
Okay.
As to being a, yeah, so the fears as to, you know, what does this all mean? So let's just go ahead and clear that. And just as I said that, it started raining here like crazy right now. So it's this great cleansing energy. So let's just clear all of that energy of fear within the gallbladder region that's affecting the pain in the right knee now. Okay, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath and a sip of water.
Okay.
And when I check in, has that, yes, it's been cleared. Now, as I'm doing this, again, for anybody else that's listening, just be aware of your, you know, where your pain's at and also that, when I'm working with the Mary Carol, that you may notice some release in some other part of your body. It doesn't have to be at the gallbladder region, for example, but, it, you know, or knee, it could be someplace else. So just to be aware of that, that can definitely occur. So when I've checked in again, has that fear, and I'm getting, yes, it's been released. It's like, thank you. Okay. So let's go back to the right knee area. And is there another trapped emotion? I'm getting, well, yes, there is. So it seems to be more emotional, Mary Carol, than physical as
okay.
to that right knee area. Is it as within the gallbladder? I'm getting, well, actually, yes, it is. So, you know, where do we need to go? What is that? I'm getting frustration that's coming up, like just a lot of frustration. And is that frustration, you know, when did it was, okay, so it was within. Again, about 12 years of age. So this also, okay, so the same situation or time and, you know, coming into your womanhood. And it's just the whole frustration as to that. And because I mentioned earlier that each emotion carries its own frequency and vibration, it's going to look differently and vibrate differently within the area. So let's go ahead and releasing that trapped emotion of frustration. 12 years of age within the gallbladder region. This contributed to pain in the right knee area. Now, okay, another yawn, good release. So when I check in, has that emotion of frustration now been, yes, it's clear, it's like right away, yes. So, cool, let's just check on the gallbladder. Is the gallbladder now balanced? Well, no. Okay, let's keep working on it because it's related to the pain in the right knee. So what is happening as to the gallbladder? Is there another emotion? Yes, there is. So what is it? So dread is coming up. Dread. Dread. When you dread something.
Mm-hmm.
Again, at 12 years of age. And it's so interesting because when everything has its own frequency and vibration, and because it looks so differently, you just think, well, let's just clear all that within the gallbladder. But you have to go at it bit by bit, which I totally realize now is within, you know, God's plan, like just exactly what's required and within that time frame. So let's go ahead and clear that energy of dread within the gallbladder region, 12 years of age, related to the pain in the right knee. Okay, great. Checking in. And I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath and a sip of water, please, Mary Carol.
Okay.
And for everybody else that's on, if you're also doing some releasing, I encourage you to also have a sip of water. So when I check, Mary Carol, that's been cleared. I'm getting yes, and it's a big yes.
Thank you.
So I am going to have you check in on that right knee area and see if things. And maybe it's hard because you're sitting down, but see if you can tell. And you may not be able to again because you're sitting.
Right. It's definitely a little bit better. I think it's shifted, so I'm sure it might take a day or two for it to really truly.
Yeah, I think so. Different. What I'm getting, Ashley, that it's gone down to about a six.
Six?
So, like, yeah, from an eight.
Okay.
So with that, again, what I would recommend is, like, you know, keep working, and just keep digging at those layers within the gallbladder and whatever else comes up. And the left knee, I mean, that was emotional, you know. Is there any physical? I'm just not getting physical on that right knee area. If we went to the left knee, is it the major contributor physical? No. I'm getting non-physical again. So, and as related to the adrenals. So that's what I would recommend is looking at the adrenals, what's going on in regards to the adrenals, and really checking that out. And that would be a whole thing in itself as to the adrenals, but really, really examining as to what's happening there.
Okay.
So does anybody have questions or... And I'm just going to be asking, with anyone else here within the group, did you notice any shifting when we were working on another person for yourself?
This is Clara, and I noticed shifts with both of the sessions.
And what did you experience, Clara?
I really felt a big shift with when we were working on the abandonment. I had a lot of just movement and deep breaths, and just, yeah, you could just really tell things were shifting. And with the adrenals, that I really had some more, I have knee pain too, and it was really going down.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That's very cool. What we could do when I do a show next month is that we could look at the adrenals for everyone. So if you want to keep that in mind, and I'll be sending out a newsletter. So, yeah, we could look at that. Because if it's an issue for you, an issue for Mary Carol, it's most likely an issue for many people. So that would be kind of fun to address the adrenals in particular and see what's going on. So let's sort of just end it here. What I'd like to do, because we're all connected energetically, is sort of perk everybody up here. And I'm just going to be working with my magnet and just sending a lot of oxygenation all through the meridians and organs and glands, right down to that empty space. Oxygenation and hydration, that H2O. Okay. And and thank you for coming on, everyone. And I encourage anyone who's looking to do some really detailed, deep work. You can look at my website, www.whisperingenergetic.ca, and book a time on my website, and we can really do some digging here. So, and find out what's going on. There's so many layers. And they're just too numerous to even mention here right now. So we started out with the emotion code. I found the emotions are a big portion of what we do, and it sort of head off to the work with the body code. And this is all, again, by Dr. Bradley Nelson, who came up with the emotion body code work. So thank you for coming on. I'll be having the replay on, and you may notice that by listening to the replay that you also gain moral benefits from that. So thanks, everyone, for attending. And, let's do this again next month. And let's look at our adrenals. I think that would be something that would really benefit all of us. All of us, and then those who are listening at a later date.
Thank you, Brenda. So, appreciate your time and your energy.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you, Brenda.
Yeah, thanks, everybody, for coming on, and I'll be sending out the replay, and we will talk to you later.
Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Okay, bye.